We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
One last chance to catch your breath before the big old holiday weekend. And welcome to the Kia Studios Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is going to be a high old time in Atlanta this weekend, what with Memorial Day ahead and all. It is kind of actually, for a lot of people, going to start today, which I did kind of notice the traffic picking up. So it could be the busiest travel day of the year on the roads today. So just be aware of that. Hugh Douglas, what up?
Good morning. Good morning, Atlanta. Good morning to all the people that got people coming in today. Good morning to all the people that are coming to Atlanta to hang out this weekend. Just be safe out there. It's going to be a great weekend. And have fun, because it's going to be a fun one.
It is going to be a fun one. And I guess, yeah, busiest travel day of the year, or at least busiest way. Well, it's, you know, I always thought it was like the day after Thanksgiving or something like that. Or, but they say this one for the roads anyway, because there's going to be, you know, the AAA coming out saying there are going to be more people driving this year than ever before, yada, yada, yada. So, and if more people are driving, what does that mean for us, Hugh? It means, oh my God, every Indiana, Illinois, New York, Michigan license plate you can imagine coming through Atlanta.
Oh, that don't, I mean, I don't know, John, that doesn't bother me. I enjoy when people come from out of town. I mean, especially when it's family and stuff like that. I mean, it's just, it's the city's a buzz. I don't really have to worry about the traffic, though. I mean, I'm where I stay now, I'm in walking distance of some nice restaurants, and I really don't have to do too much, you know, driving if I don't want to. And most of the time when I leave, there's not that much traffic anywhere. Wherever I go, there's really not that much traffic unless I'm trying to leave like in peak traffic hours, like at 4 or 5 or something crazy like that.
With Monday being Memorial Day, do people start checking out? I mean, is it really like it kind of begins tonight? Do people kind of like check out tomorrow on work? Is that what they do?
It all depends on how crunk, I'm using that old word, crunk, you want to get your weekend. Because I remember when you're younger, to get crunk, yeah, you go on Thursday. Like, this is when, like say if it was Freaknik, you leave school on Thursday, and you in the city. Like, some people are in the city already, but you leave the city on Thursday. You get here Thursday night, and you ready for all the festivities, because tonight it's going to be nice. It's going to be some things jumping off tonight.
Well, you know, it's going to be a fun weekend. We want you to have a safe and joyous holiday weekend. If you're going to be out boating or if you're going to be driving anywhere, traveling anywhere, do be safe when you travel around, because we want you back here on if you're not going to be with us tomorrow on Tuesday morning. And the roads are going to be, you know, filled with people. And look, I mean, Atlanta's a crossroads city. That's what we live for. But at the same time, it just means we are going to add all that traffic to it. So just be aware of that, because it'll be maybe a little, you know, it's already, for those of us who have to deal with the traffic, and occasionally I do, even with the hours I keep, occasionally I do. Yeah, it can be a fist fight around the town because of the traffic here. We all know about it, is what it is. Something happened to me last night that I did not expect, and I'm going to need a little help from the four of you, Daryl and Wendy, Bo and you, Hugh. So it comes to pass that I have Xfinity cable, right? And, you know, my wife and I have been talking about the fact that we have to get rid of Comcast because we can't keep it. And we can't keep it because Comcast has dropped the Big Ten Network. And she's a huge Indiana fan, went to IU. I'm a Nebraska fan. You know, and we know that football season is going to be coming up before we know it. And so I'm going to have to get rid of Xfinity. And the question is, what do I do? And the first thing I'd like to do is explore like a streaming service, like YouTube TV. So I signed up for YouTube TV yesterday. Do you guys, any of you guys use this? Like you do, Daryl, you use a YouTube or a Hulu or a Roku?
I use Slingbox, YouTube TV. Yeah, it's really pretty cool. It's like an a la carte service that you could just dial in, that you can dial in everything that you need to do.
Yeah, because I'm wondering if you're a cord cutter, whether or not you can do that. I mean, if you, anybody ever, because any advice, by the way, that you have to me, because you know, I guess I could go get a dish. Anybody here have a dish, a DirecTV or dish? I just have never wanted to put one on my house. You know what I'm saying?
They still sell discs. I mean, dish. Well, they still sell satellite TV like that? They do?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you don't put it on your house
with
necessarily.
All that fiber optic stuff they got going on running it. I mean, I haven't seen a dish on a house in a long time, even in apartments. You remember how they used to do it? Like people put them on their balconies in apartment I haven't seen any of those in a long time.
Because apartment complexes don't allow it anymore.
It's
because of the look of it. They don't want dishes on people's balconies.
They allowed it mine.
And not at mine.
Yeah, we have. I mean, HOA says it's okay. Every property is different, but the dishes are so small now that like, and most of them just put them out in your yard because remember you don't want to have anything blocking the track, the beam or whatever they call it. My parents have it. They love it.
Yeah, I mean, and it's going to kill me if I have to move away because I've gotten, even though it's a little bit pricey, I've gotten really used to it. I don't know. That's why I worry about going to just. I guess we're all going to go streaming at some point because even even DirecTV streams, they have that DirecTV Now thing.
Yeah, because that's what, you know, all the people out there, they were digging, putting those fiber optics in the ground, right, for the streaming network. So you won't have that, what they say, the sunspots or whatever on the disc. I haven't seen a disc in a while. I really haven't. But as far as YouTube TV. I know you can get sports. You can get live sports on YouTube TV, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, live sports. So that's probably the way to go because cable's expensive. I mean, it's really expensive.
Yeah, TV is expensive. I know. Suddenly you're thinking about, you know, it's a couple $3,000 a year for TV or even more.
Because they know we got to have it. It's one of those things, right, man. Right. It's just like gas. It's just like gas. It's one of those things where the way that the tiers are set up is that you're going to have TV. You're going to have something on your cable bill that you don't use. And that's unfortunate because the way that the tiers are set up, they'll bundle certain shows with each other that you don't use and then don't give you shows that you do use. I think the best thing for them to do is let you cater your TV to your viewing. But I don't think there's no money in that because then – the other, like the smaller channels, like say, for instance, the L Ray Network. I don't know how many people would be actually watching the L Ray Network or something like that. L Ray is like where they watch all the old Godzilla movies. That's why I used to watch like the old Godzilla movies and stuff like that. Yes, Daryl.
Well, that's why I was speaking of things like Slingbox and stuff because it's a la carte where you could choose what you kind of choose what you want. It's a little bit different from cable. So it's not like you're just reaching into, and my child was the one that taught me about it.
Is that right?
Yeah, I would look into that.
Yeah, my child has to teach me about it too, which is really sad.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. It's the ever-changing landscape. We all know that TV is going to change a lot over the next 10 years, and we'll probably all be streaming in the next 10 years, and that everything will be streaming in the next decade or so, and we'll change it. It may become more a la carte over the next 10 years, and you get to pick and choose. Anyway, I just got to deal with this, and it's going to kill me because for one little network, you know, but that I have to have because I have to have because it's football and basketball and it's just a mandatory thing in my particular house. Well, a lot going on here, of course, with the Braves last night. If you didn't catch up here on the Morning Show with John and Hugh, they got shut out again. 32 strikeouts by the Braves in three games. 32 strikeouts in three games. They were doing a lot of, well, Jake Arrieta last night. Hugh, Jake Arrieta, that beard's almost out of control. It's only May.
I'm jealous of his beard, to be totally honest. A little bit jealous of the beard. But, man, it was some great outfield plays made last night. I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. Ronald Acuña Jr. made one in the midfield. Gosh, that cat can fly. He can flat out fly. Yeah, but, you know, getting shut out, that's something that, you know, I still look at it. You get out of the series. You're still, half a game ahead. And now you have the Boston Red Sox coming up. I mean, you got a chance to get back in. That's the first series that they lost, John, all season to the Phillies. Mm-hmm. First series that they lost. So, you're battling for first place, But there's still a lot of baseball left to be played, and I don't think that there's I don't think there's a need to panic. I really don't.
Well, you know, and you go back to, and if you're thinking about that, I mean, you go back to that San Francisco series. Remember, they were red hot coming off the road, and suddenly, you know, they come home and they hit a wall that was the San Francisco Giants that got run off their field of their own stadium for three games, and everybody went, oh no, and they went back on the road and they were fine. And now, of course, yeah, again, just a little hiccup, but they took one of the three in Philadelphia. They're still in first place. You know, go to Boston now, and this is going to be a beginning tomorrow night. One heck of a series. You know, this weekend, that series is probably going to dominate my TV. The Braves at Fenway Park? Oh, yeah. I mean, that the idea of that and best team in baseball, you know, second best ballpark in baseball.
Great measuring stick for you. You know, coming off of that with the Phillies, you know, getting a win from the Phillies, still in first place, going against one of the better teams, if not the best team in baseball, that's what you want to see. That's the true test for the Atlanta Braves right now.
So there's that. And then also late last night, if you missed it, Celtics ran, here we go again with another – with another non-close game in the NBA playoffs. Celtics ran the Cavs out pretty much in Boston. Celtics unbeaten at home in the playoffs, and now we have headlines this morning. Here are the headlines about the Cavs are down 3-2 going back to Cleveland for game 6. Here you go, Hugh. Ready? CBS, LeBron out of steam? Question mark. Big lead, LeBron James exhaustion. One write-up says, James looked tired at times Wednesday night. Is he just out? You know, he's played, you know, nearly 100 games this year. And, you know, he's had to carry this team for the better part of, I don't know, nearly 100 games. So is he really, are you getting that sense that he's just out of gas?
He looked tired last night. He looked a little tired. And it was him. He didn't have his greatest game. And it was only him and Kevin Love that really showed up last night. So it's one of those where Boston played well. The young cat, Tatum, played extremely well. I mean, for when you think about it, for all those guys to step up, all the injuries that Boston has had, and for them to step up and play the way that they're playing, which somebody kind of told us that, I think it was Daryl, that they, yeah, why he's over there with that smug look on his face, like, you know. But, I mean, he caught it. I got to give Daryl props. He caught it. He was like, you know, Boston going to put up a fight. And now the Celtics are on the brink. I mean, excuse me, the Cavaliers are on the brink of going home. I still don't count LeBron James out. I mean, he did look a little tired last night, and his shots weren't falling, but you still don't count that cat out because he's going to go home and he's going to do what he got to do to get ready for this last, because I can't see. This would be the first time LeBron James has went home early in, what, 3 years? Because he's been in the finals the last 3 years. Yeah, this would be the first time in a long time. So, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, how many finals has a row has he been? Six, is that what you said?
Since
Six?
2011, he's been every year. He was in 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Yeah, it's been an incredible run.
17.
But here's the question I have about LeBron. If the Celtics end up going to the finals, they win game 6 or they win game 7, immediately after the game, is the headline going to be, I mean, immediately when the game at horn sounds, Celtics are going out for the NBA finals, is the splash headline, breaking news, Celtics win East, head to the NBA finals, or breaking news, where will LeBron play next year? What's the first question out of anybody's mouth as soon as this series ends, Hugh? LeBron, where are you playing next year?
You think so? You think so, D? I think it's – well, that might be one of them, but it's going to be, can the Celtics beat ... You don't think so? Daryl shaking his head no. Daryl raising his hand?
No. You want to know where he's playing next year, because that was some of the narrative of this year. Where is he going next year?
I'm just putting myself in the old media seat. So I'm sitting in the media seat, and I'm on press row, right? Or right there, courtside, or wherever press row is. Game ends. One press guy looks at the other guy and goes, well, there's that. Where's LeBron playing next year?
That's a good question to ask. I don't know. I mean, I think it would be, can they beat ... Insert team here.
Insert Warriors / Rockets, which, by the way, game 5 of that series tonight in Houston. Well, you may know by now there's a little issue that became a headline in the NFL yesterday about the national anthem. Oh, yeah, we're going to be talking about it a lot today, asking you about it a lot today, and we're going to get into that discussion, some of the sound from the commissioner and more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen and win.
The Game's national signing bonus.
This is huge. We're giving away over a quarter of a million dollars. A chance to win a grand. weekend.
You just won $1,000.
12 times a day on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is a morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Kia Studios with John and Hugh on this Thursday. Off day for the Braves, NBA tonight, Golden State and Houston. But certainly the big story, because it is not just the big story in sports, it's one of the big stories in the nation. One everybody at every workplace Hugh is going to be talking about is the NFL's new policy on the national anthem. So let's just kind of set the stage for this before we get into the discussion here. The NFL comes out yesterday with a new policy to kind of deal with the issues on all sides, at least that's what they think, of dealing with the national anthem and the players and whatnot. And the policy says that, you can come out to the field, but if you come out to the field, you have to do one thing, or you have the option of staying in the locker room if you so desire. Here's the commissioner, Roger Goodell, on the new policy.
Clearly, our objective as a league and to all 32 clubs, which was unanimous, is that we want people to be respectful at the national anthem. We want people to stand. That's all personnel, and make sure that they treat this moment in a respectful fashion.
All right, so that's what the new policy is. You can come out of the field for the national anthem. If you do, the NFL says you have to stand. Now, that's now not should. Now it's you must. Okay, it went from should to must. Now, if you don't want to stand, then you have to remain in the locker room. That's an option for you. You can choose to stay in the locker room on your own. And if you come out of the field and you don't, this is stand, and you do take a knee or take a seat or whatever, this is what Roger Goodell says will happen.
If anyone is on the field and is disrespectful to the anthem or the flag, there would be a fine from the league against the team. The team will have its own work rules, will be consistent with the overall policy, and they will make their own decisions about how to manage that from there on the club level.
All right, so have we resolved the issue, Hugh Douglas? Is this, are we done? Are we moving on?
I think a lot of players are still digesting this because of what it feels like and what it sounds like. The thing that when I heard this story that had me kind of scratching my head, Goodell came out and said that it was unanimous. It was a unanimous decision, but then almost immediately you had some owners come out and say that they were not going to stop players from protesting. I know the GM from the Jets said that. He was one of the guys, Jed York from the San Francisco 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had something to say about it. He said he abstained from voting. So it kind of makes you wonder what really happened in that discussion when they talked about this flag. I understand that they made it a work issue as far as like your job on the job or whatever. They made it a political issue. I understand that, and that's what they're trying to adhere to. But it just was odd to me that some of the owners almost immediately after they made this decision decided to come out and let everybody know that they were not on board with this.
Yeah, and Jed York is the one you mentioned, yeah, because Roger Goodell, in that clip you just heard, the commissioner said, well, it was unanimous. As immediately afterwards, Jed York of the San Francisco 49ers said, whoa, about this unanimous thing. Jed York, the 49ers didn't vote against it. They just abstained. So it wasn't technically unanimous. It was a 31-0 vote, or if you believe in 31-0-1, here's Jed York of the Niners.
I wanted to make sure that we focus on the progress aspect of this, not focus on the protest. I believe that our players have done a great job of trying to bring light to social justice issues. We're focused on the reform aspect of it.
Right, so Jed York is saying, not so fast. Here's my thing. I know that the NFL, look, I've been harsh on the league for punting to the teams. So I will give the NFL, I'll give the league office a little bit of credit, because at least the league office tried to make this a league thing and less a team thing, because I thought if you made it a team thing, you were asking for a recipe for disaster. But I don't know how much this solves much of anything.
Well, they were trying to make a unified front, John. I mean, and like I told you before, it's because they left it to the teams because a lot of owners felt they were divided. I think they were truly divided with this. Some owners felt one way about it. Some owners felt that, you know, it was freedom of expression, and it wasn't a political issue. And some owners felt that it was affecting the bottom line. And that's what it basically came down to. What side did you fall on? And it's unfortunate that, they didn't really solve the problem. I think they probably created more when they did this, but it's yet you have yet to see. Because how is this backlash going to affect the NFL in this upcoming season? And that's the thing, because, you know, I think that part of this was because a lot of owners felt that the declining revenue in the NFL was because of the peaceful protest and the kneeling. So that they had to come out and appease the fan base and try to make sure that this would never happen again by saying, okay, if you do this, your team is going to get fined.
You know, they went to the players, the owners did, and they said, how can we solve this? And one of the ways the owners tried to solve it was they gave the players nearly $100 million for social justice causes that the players wanted to have. And I think the owners thought, oh, okay, we gave them $100 million, game over, okay?
They threw money at it.
Yeah, they threw money at the problem, hoping to solve it, and that really didn't work. And so the owners came out and finally with this unified thing yesterday, and the players went, whoa. You didn't ask us. Now, technically, the owners don't have to ask the players, but they still said, the players said, you didn't ask us so much. Here's Tyrod Taylor, now of the Cleveland Browns, let's remember, talking about the players' input on this decision.
To make a decision that strong, you would hope that the players have input on it, but obviously not. That's what we have to deal with as players, a good or a bad thing. But at the end of the day, they call the shots and make the rules. So that's what we have to abide by. And I think the main thing out of all of it is that each ball club is having open communication with the players and the ownership about the issues that are going on in the community and trying to change it.
Yeah, whether it's Woody Johnson with the Jets or Jed York with the 49ers and how they handle this, or Paul Allen with the Seahawks versus, say, Jerry Jones, how they're going to handle this individually. If a player does come out of the locker room and during the anthem decides to protest and take a knee or take a seat, and then the team gets fined, and then it's up to the team. Woody Johnson, the Jets, said, Hugh, that if one of our players comes out and takes a knee or multiple players, we get fined, I'll pay the fine. Will Jerry Jones pay the fine, or would Jerry Jones pass the fine along to his players?
You know what, John, I don't know. If I was a bet man, I would probably say no. I think that Jerry Jones has been kind of flip-flopping on this whole issue from the beginning, because initially it sounded like he was in favor of the players and allowing them to do what they wanted to do. But then it came out where he basically was saying, that can't happen. So much so that there's, you know, people out there speculating that he influenced the guy from Papa John's. The Papa John's guy to come out and say that he was losing money for pizza sales because of this protest. So it's one of these things, John, that I honestly think that the commissioner tried to leave it to each individual team to let them handle it. Now it's up to the players. The owners have doubled down. Now I think it's up to the players to figure out what they want to do and how strongly they feel about, you know, their stance. You know, I mean, that's what you're kind of looking at right now.
You know, and then this rule mirrors, but interestingly enough, it's very close now to what the NBA has, all right? So it's very close to what the NBA has. Of course, the NBA has, you know, no issues going on. And I wonder if it's just a case in the NBA where the ownership and Adam Silver and the players are just, you know, more in concert and closer to each other and kind of all on the same page about what it is they want to do, and that the NFL continues to be in disconnect. And if the NFL continues to be in disconnect, the fact that, and you can argue, and I think you're right, by the way, that the NFL players don't have much of a say in this when it comes to making league policy, because they don't. But if there's a disconnect that exists between the owners and players already, for the owners to come out with a blanket thing without consulting the players again, if that's what happened, according to Tyrod Taylor and the NFLPA, I think that creates more of a problem, Hugh.
I also think, I'm pretty sure we're going to talk about this on the other side, but the players are not in a position of power. It's not like the NBA. I remember a few years ago, the NBA were with the marijuana thing, and they were strong. They had a strong protest against banning marijuana in the NBA. So it's different when you got guaranteed contracts, John.
Right. It is, and there's so much to get into, so many little different things, and it's going to be interesting, obviously, to watch. The NFL season is knocking on the door. At first, and guess what the first anthem is, guys? Falcons and Eagles in Philadelphia. All right, when we get back, today is drinking night. It's a Thursday night. It's a cigar night for some people. And much more. We'll tell you what else today is as we continue with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Until 7 p.m., and you could win $1,000 every hour, all day.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on a drinking night on Thursday night ahead of the Memorial Day weekend. Is he the last of the traveling Wilburys to still be alive? Right? Because Tom Petty's gone, right? George Harrison's gone. Now Tom Petty's gone. I still can't believe Tom Petty's gone. Bob Dylan. Poet Laureate of Music, of American Music. Still hanging around. And still, I guess, I wonder, is he still singing anywhere? Have you seen Bob Dylan?
Why would I know if Bob Dylan's still singing?
I don't know, he just ran around.
Let's ask the old Googly.
Yeah, the Googly, your best bet.
The official Bob Dylan site, I'm sure it would tell us if he's touring or not. It doesn't look like he is touring right now.
Yeah, and Bo says Jeff Lynne is still alive, which is good. I mean, and
he's going on tour July 29th.
Oh, see, there you go.
In Japan.
Yeah, you know, I give it up for these guys and gals, Hugh, who are, you know, these acts who got there, you know, because I saw Charlie Daniels, he was 81, and he was out there still kicking it, you know. You're 77, you're 80, and you're still doing it. You know, I don't know about you, but I always think of 77 or 80, the only thing I'm doing is, let me go out in the rocker.
You're only as old as you feel.
Exactly.
I mean, and I never forget when I did see Bruce Springsteen in concert. Bruce is about, what, 70, 60-something?
My friend Googly.
But Bruce. The point it was this, Wendy, this cat is jumping around on stage like he's in his 20s.
Yeah, 68 years old.
Yeah, and he's jumping around on stage like he's in his 20s. So when I saw him, he was about, what, 65, 64? And I was like, wow, you're only as old as you feel. And if that's what you want to do, being a rocker and be old, then go for it. I'm not going to do that. I'm not about to do that. I'm going to be running around kicking and screaming until till my casket drop.
Well, speaking of music legends, Patti LaBelle turns 74 years old today.
Who?
Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle.
Patti.
I got a new attitude.
And them pies. Yeah, them Patti pies. Them Patti pies.
The
I haven't
pies.
Had one. Yeah. She was making pumpkin pie, right?
What?
Sweet potato pie. Yes, Daryl.
She does around the holidays. Yeah. Around the holidays, you'll see them come around like Walmart.
And the dude sang about the pie, the big dude sang, and he got on TV.
I didn't know.
Yeah, they say Patti. I don't know. I haven't had any, but they say she make a mean pie.
Make a mean pie.
Matter of fact, all these are all your birthdays here are musically related. Every one of them.
Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong.
Well, maybe the best worst song of all time. Yeah, best worst song of all time is Basketball Jones. I mean, Basketball Jones, like the best worst song of all time.
Tommy Chong was a musician.
Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, Cheech and Chong.
I thought he was just a straight up weed smoker, like straight up bong hitter. 80. Looking good for 80 years old.
But he was
though.
On Dancing with the Stars, and they made fun of that, the fact that he.
No, he still partake in the herbals.
Oh, yeah.
Medicinals.
He will not deny it.
Yeah, you know, of course, and his daughter became a star, you know, for a while. Mm-hmm. Anyway, as actress Radon Chong.
Well, another birthday today, John C. Reilly. You may not know the name. He turns 53 years old today. He stars opposite Will Ferrell in Talladega Nights and also in the movie Step Brothers. I don't know if you guys
Dewey Cox.
Dewey Cox. See, yeah, I think Dewey Cox.
Shake and Bake.
Oh, my gosh. That is my favorite movie.
Step Brothers?
No. Dewey Cox. No. You haven't seen
Legend of Dewey Cox. Oh.
It's so.
Yeah, it is really funny.
There's so many bad like jokes in there. I mean, like, when I say bad, I mean like good bad.
Tim Meadows.
Just funny.
Don't smoke marijuana. You don't want none of this. I want some of that.
Man, it was funny.
Well, speaking of brothers, because I mentioned Step Brothers, today is National Brothers Day. So if you go to @929 The Game, we have a Vision Computer Polls, and we were sort of discussing what brothers we should put on the list, because today being National Brothers Day, asking who are your favorite brothers. So the first one on the list, Splash Brothers. Obviously, of the Golden State Warriors, Super Mario Brothers, because that video game never ages, the Jonas Brothers, or the Bash Brothers from the Mighty Ducks.
I couldn't believe you put the Bash Brothers or the Mighty Ducks
who
up there.
Who are the Bash Brothers? I've never seen the Mighty Ducks. Never, ever. I haven't seen the Mighty Ducks.
After giving me so much grief for not seeing any movies, you have not seen the Mighty
Ducks.
I've never seen the Mighty Ducks. Yes, Daryl. Daryl has his hand raised.
I thought the Bash Brothers were Mark McGuire and Jose Canseco.
They can also be the Bash Brothers, but we're doing the Bash Brothers from the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, I remember that.
But,
I remember that poster.
You're right, Daryl. They were called.
Oh no,
Bash
I was confused.
Brothers. No, okay. They are called the Bash Brothers.
Okay. I voted on this poll. I bet you can't guess who I voted for.
I know. I
mean, obviously, it wasn't the Jonas Brothers because
definitely was not
0% right now. 0%.
I voted for the Super Mario. I voted for Mario and Luigi.
Hey, I think Bo's got a good point here. We may have missed one.
Oh, what do we miss?
I don't know. The Allman Brothers or
the Blues Brothers?
The Blues Brothers.
Oh, yeah, the Blues Brothers.
Give me a break.
But I forgot about the Blues Brothers myself.
Hey, there's by the
so
way.
So many famous brothers.
I mean, so many famous brothers. But you put the Bash Brothers on here. And my first reply, I had to say, no, 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 no. You want to put Hockey Brothers on. You put the wrong Hockey Brothers on. And I posted the picture. You'll just have to go to our Twitter and see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, at 929 The Game, do you want me to tell? Oh,
No. I want people to go to the Twitter and see what I'm talking about.
0% right now for the Jonas Brothers. Well, but surprisingly, of course. But though you made fun of me for putting the Bash Brothers on there, they're in second place behind Super Mario Brothers at 27%.
I think this is going to be more about replying than voting, and we do want you to reply.
Please reply, because there were a lot of brothers, and we had a very good discussion in here before putting up our Vision Computer poll at 929 The Game. So
yeah, I forgot about the Blues Brothers. I really did.
Sorry, Bo. I apologize for... for leaving off the
And the Jonas Brothers, the dumb question here, are they real brothers?
They are real brothers.
Okay,
and they
I'm sorry, that was a legitimate question. I didn't know. Because sometimes you have guys who are, you know, brothers who aren't like the Doobie Brothers are not brothers. You know what I mean? There's nobody like Bob Doobie and Joe Doobie. You know?
Yes, they are real brothers. They actually have their side projects going on. So the Jonas Brothers are not actually the Jonas Brothers anymore as far as
you gotta vote.
Group. Oh, they... That's one person who wanted to mess up the 0%. I was hoping maybe one day we could have a poll that had no votes on one of the answers. Nope. There's always that one person.
Yeah, somebody's like, hey, the contrarian.
The contrarian. I don't really like them.
Yeah, I don't like them, but I just don't want to. I just want to be that one guy that votes.
And, of course, we encourage you to go to our Twitter at 929 The Game and vote in the poll. But we really want you to not only vote in the poll, we want you to respond, because I think it's going to be more about the comment section. It's going to be a lot of fun. The Vision Computer poll is brought to you by Vision Computers, where an average hold time is less than 15 seconds. Find folks at Vision Computer up off of Jimmy Carter Boulevard. 85, if you're going north, get off Jimmy Carter, take a left. They're right there on the right. Vision Computer, handle all your computer needs. All right. That's the story here.
And
then you got to have a little Patty, right, going
yes.
out.
Yes, I love Patty LaBelle. How does this not make you in a good mood?
It is Drinking Night, kind of the unofficial start of the holiday weekend. And the NFL is making a lot of news. We're certainly going to be talking more about the Anthem story, and we encourage you to weigh in on that, too. We're discussing that on our Twitter and our Facebook this morning about the new policy. Another big question coming out of the NFL meetings, how will the Falcons handle the new helmet rule? One of the Falcons' assistant coaches walks us through it. We have that audio, and we'll play it for you next. On The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.